Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. Statistics for you this morning from the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota lists four qualities of a healthy lifestyle. Four qualities of a healthy lifestyle from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And in no particular order, these are: eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Keep your weight under control. Get regular exercise, defined as 20 minutes a day. And don't smoke. Four qualities of a healthy lifestyle from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Eat fruits and vegetables, don't smoke, keep your weight under control, get exercise. No secrets there. Probably could have guessed them by yourself, right? You don't require any special training, doesn't require any special knowledge. And yet, what percentage of Americans, knowing all that, what percentage of Americans live a healthy lifestyle according to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota? Answer, less than 3%. And that means that more than 97% of the people out there know exactly what they're supposed to do, but they still don't do it. Now, the reason why I mention that is to underscore one of the foundational points of wisdom, namely, that our problem is not a lack of knowledge. Our problem is a lack of will. That's why Jesus is not impressed when the Pharisees say, "Just give us a sign and we'll believe in you." No, you won't. The Pharisees would see plenty of signs before Jesus was finished. They'd see him heal the sick. They'd see him multiply loaves and fishes. They'd even see him bring the dead back to life. Didn't any of those signs move their hearts to repentance? No. It only hardened their hearts all the more. It's because it's a fact that our problem is not a lack of knowledge. Our problem is a lack of will. It's amazing to consider. God has created a creature that's capable of rejecting his creator. And he won't stand in the way when we do it. But he only asks of us a little bit of goodwill, just a little bit of goodwill. It doesn't take very much knowledge. It really doesn't. In fact, everyone in this church this morning has enough knowledge to be a canonized saint, your priest included. It doesn't actually take a lot of goodwill either. That's my point for you for the day. It only takes a little bit of goodwill. And if you follow up on that just little bit of, it'll pave the way for the next right step. If you follow up on that little bit of goodwill, amazing things can happen. And you know, this is the story of our saint that we celebrate today, Saint Camillus. You know how you read the lives of some of these saints and they're prodigies from the earliest age? Saint Catherine of Siena, for example, vision of Jesus Christ at the age of 6. She was a prodigy. She was a Rembrandt. St. Camillus is a saint for the rest of us. St. Camillus shows us that absolutely anybody with goodwill can become a canonized saint. St. Camillus had the most disadvantaged childhood you could possibly imagine. His mother died when he was a little boy, and his father abandoned him. leaving him literally to the streets. St. Camillus grew up on the streets. The only thing he learned as a child was how to fight, how to steal, and how to cheat. Didn't know what to do with his life. Became a con man. Didn't know what to do with his life. Became a mercenary soldier. He joined the army. Then they threw him out of the army. They said he was uncontrollable, incapable of discipline. Ambling about in the streets, an aimless vagabond with no point in life, he happened upon a group of Franciscan friars that were just building a church. Saw them building a church and thought to himself, look at those guys. They're actually building something with their life. All I've ever done is tear things down. Why can't I be just a little bit more like them? That little bit of goodwill turned his whole life around. Did you know he ended up studying to be a priest, and he was ordained at the age of 32, which for, you know, the 16th century was considered to be pretty late, but, you know, better late than never. Spent the rest of his life caring for the sick. It's all it took was just a little bit of goodwill. And then the next right step. And then the next right step. It always hinges on just that little bit of goodwill, which we have to give to God. And that's my little point for you for the day. Okay, so little point for you for the day. Just for today, tell yourself, I'm going to make good and not make excuses. Start wherever you are and leave the rest in God's hands. Don't be surprised if amazing things begin to happen. And let's ask for the saints, prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Camillus de Lellis, pray for us.